Track number 8, Pidoncé, a rather unusual custodian. If you had to pick one character who is symbolic of life at the Château de Thoreau, it would have to be Jean-Charles Antoine Pidoncé, born right on the other side of France in 1704. Henri Bidou, tour guide in the historic town of Morlaix.
Pidoncé, hein, c'est un nom au château. Hein. Il a vécu 40 ans là-bas.
Pidoncé was a man strongly connected with the château, as he spent 40 years here. He was an invalid soldier, wounded at the Battle of Parma in Italy. He was a clever man and rather crafty too. He knew how to read and write, and soon offered his services to those who needed his help. Even at the invalid hospital in Paris, Pidoncé had made a name for himself. Guillaume Lécuyer, historian of the Château de Thoreau.
Son surnom dans les registres de l'Hôtel Royal des Invalides, c'est Saint-Charles.
In the register at the Invalid Hospital, his nickname was Saint Charles. He was always ready to help, in return for hard cash. In around 1740, the Marquis de Guesbriand, general lieutenant of the King's army, was governor of the chateau, and he began to look for a person to whom he could delegate responsibility. He chose Pidoncé as his man to manage all the day-to-day running of the place, including transport, stores, accounts, and distributing goods. Even when he was away, he would organise a replacement such as his son or a colleague. That way, he could keep track of everything. With Pidoncé, the whole family was involved. His son worked with him, his wife managed the washing, and his daughters were held in high regard at the garrison, thanks to their wisdom and good conduct. Guarding Thoreau involved a lot of work, but it had its compensations. How do you make the most of this position? Well, you begin by creaming a little off the fees paid by the prisoners' families and off the soldiers' allowances for food and supplies. Over the 40 years, you can imagine how a man could easily put by a fair sum just by taking a small percentage off any money coming into the chateau, by keeping costs down, maintaining only one of the three rowboats, giving each person a little less than his due allowance. But it didn't do him any good in the end. Indeed, it was almost the death of him. Guardian of the king's stores, caretaker, supplier, store manager, maintenance manager, Pidoncé accumulated all these responsibilities over the course of his 40 years here and on the Sept-Îles. He was without doubt a key figure in the history of Thoreau. The fortress des Sept-Îles proved to be a fortress of misfortune for Pidoncé.
En fait, il s'apprêtait à déménager au fort des Sept-Îles et sa chaloupe fait naufrage, donc il a perdu en quelque sorte tous ses...
While moving to the fortress des Sept-Îles, Pidoncé's boat went under. He writes in his memoirs that he lost everything he owned and asked for compensation. The king did not compensate the £4,600 that Pidoncé requested, although he did give him £1,200. This sum no doubt helped him to a well-deserved retirement. He finally passed away in Morlaix at the grand old age of 84. Another shipwreck, far more tragic, was that of the Alcide in 1747, and that is on track number 9.